have one card for MRI. I also, just looking ahead, I have one card for psych. And both, I'm sorry, I have three cards for psych. Sorry about that. Brenda, why don't you go first, and we'll open it up for public comment with our one card.
This is Brenda. Again, testimony was heard in October, and based on the testimony and the department's review, we would ask the commission to consider opening up these standards and to take a look at modifying the reporting process in order to capture actual MRI utilization, do a review of the weighting of the scans, take a look at the emerging MRI hybrid modalities such as linear accelerator, positron emission tomography, electrophysiology, keeping in mind that the commission has already established work groups for the PET MRI and the MRI electrophysiology. And we're also, again, suggesting technical modifications for the consistency with the other review standards, and then also looking at eliminating the volume requirement for replacement of MRI equipment similar to PET and CT standards. Giving consideration to upgrades would require no CON review approval, again, consistent with some of the other CON review standards. And the department, with this particular standard, would probably recommend a SAC for MRI. But again, that will be the commission's discretion. Thank you.
And this is Fallahy. Brenda, a question. If the commission chose to pursue the SAC, there are work groups in place right now. Would the work of those work groups then be moved over to the SAC, or would they still proceed separately?
This is Brenda. Again, that would be up to the commission. What you have going forward right now in relation to the two that are getting started, the PET MRI is looking at the PET standards. So I think we can somewhat take that off the table in relationship to MRI, but there might have to be some tweaking in the MRI standards, but that possibly could be handled through the SAC. The MRI EPI or electrophysiology, if those standards go into effect while this group gets going, I mean, you're just looking at multiple changes to the standards. So that's just something for the commission to keep in mind as it discusses on how it wants to move these things forward.
Okay. Any questions of Brenda at this point? All right. Commissioner Sandler?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. PET MRI, I think we should leave this in Dr. Kishishian's hands, because as in PET CT, the CT and the MRI are really localizing. And that's why the PET CT is under PET and not CT. So I really think that's not something we need to put back and separate.
So
this is Commissioner Kishishian, and I concur with Commissioner Sandler.
Okay, thank you. One card I have on this, Karen Kippen. For the record, Ms. Kippen said that we had addressed her concerns, this is Fallahy, with our discussion just now about the work groups and the SAC and how those interact and interrelate. So I don't have any other. I thought I didn't have any other. This will be a harbinger of what not to do at the next meeting of the CON if you want to talk about the issue we just tabled. Mr. Meeker.
I apologize. I thought I had turned a card in, but I obviously didn't. Just very quickly, the recommendations that Spectrum Health has made. Yep, there it is. Okay. relate to the whole reporting of the MRI data and the requirements in the standards that enable that. The whole MRI database was established many years ago as a way pretty much to avoid comparative review, because once data are committed to one MRI, CON, they can't be committed to another, so it is self-limiting. We found ways to deal with that in other standards, particularly in CT and also surgery standards, where the department does a more careful job of making sure that there isn't double counting and that, furthermore, that existing programs don't go below the minimum volumes. With that in mind, I think a similar approach could work for MRI and would, in fact, remove a very burdensome requirement on the part of MRI providers and also on the part of the department to maintain the MRI database. That the MRI database is a significant burden as far as reporting the data on a quarterly basis, each and every MRI that is required, so that if a SAC or a work group is appointed, if this could be one of their charges, I think that this would be a very meaningful reduction in regulatory requirements.
So we just
any
well, yeah. I guess I have two questions, Commissioner Goldman. First, do you have any other cards up your sleeve?
Well, actually, I keep a whole.
And second, when you look at the department recommended modifications, the first one is department recommends modifying the reporting process in order to capture actual MRI utilization. Is that consistent with what you're talking about, or is
well, they do that now. They do record actual MRI utilization. Unlike CT and surgery, which are all reported in the aggregate in the annual surveys, MRI utilization is not reported in the annual survey because the department gets a database every quarter that lists each and every scan that's done on the MRI database and the MRI unit. I would say easily for Spectrum Health, and we have a number of both mobile and fixed units, it's at least one, if not one and a half FTEs just to maintain the database.
So what you're suggesting is we might want to look when we, if we create a SAC and we create a charge to the SAC, we might want to look at sharpening that language to take your issue into account.
Yes, that's correct. It certainly, that I don't think anybody argues with the accuracy of the existing reporting. It's merely too detailed and too granular for what I think could suffice to meet the needs of the regulation and also not burden either the department or providers with this very cumbersome database.
So a better way to count that avoids double counting but doesn't create burdens.
And that might also necessitate differences in the standards or changes in the standards because right now there are weights, W-E-I-G-H-T weights, for very, very fine differences, and not only if it's a pediatric versus adult, but there are, and many of those Spectrum Health has been the instigator for, but we would not have that granularity, so that we might want to do away with some of those weights. We might be less precise, but at the same time be much more judicious as far as the regulatory requirements.
So it's not an issue that we're going to resolve today, but you're suggesting that if a SAC is created, it pay attention to that, among other issues recommended by the department.
My personal feeling is that particular issue could be dealt with in a work group, because what you'd need would be some folks who knew the data. But if there are other issues, then the SAC would need to be engaged.
Thanks, Bob. No more, right?
You're welcome.
I don't have any other cards. You're up the person's sleeves around this table. So, commission thoughts, comments? Commissioner Kashishian.
I'd like to make a motion that we follow the department's recommendation and form a standard advisory committee to review the following items, to review waiting issues, volume requirements. There was an issue of mobile MRI versus fixed that somebody sent us a letter regarding the issue that the aggregate MRI versus a database, if people are reporting every quarter and have to report on every specific MRI that is burdensome and it is regulatory nightmare, and any other issues that the chair or the vice chair would seem to be want to put into a charge.
So this is Commissioner Goldman. Let me ask you a question before I decide whether I want to support the motion. Are you also suggesting that PET MRI be kept separate?
I am I'm recommending the PET MRI be kept separate.
Okay, and if that's part of the motion, then I would support.
Okay.
Questions from the commissioners about the motion? Any discussion?
Everyone.
Commissioner Goldman.
Quick discussion comment, Commissioner Goldman. My personal feeling is that if a year goes by without this commission discussing MRI, it's like a year without sunshine.
Brenda. This is Brenda. Just for clarification, too, what about the MRI electrophysiology? Are you going to continue to keep that separate, or do you want to incorporate that into the SACS work?
This is Commissioner Kishishian. My position is we should keep it separate. The reason, if anyone has a question why I say that, they can ask.
Okay, so for the record, I would support the amended motion, which is that we put MRI on the work plan, that we create a SAC, that we create a SAC with the issues that Commissioner Kishishian mentioned, but that we keep PET MRI and electrophysiology separate.
Accept it.
Any other discussion? Okay, motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand. Motion carries. Great. Thank you very much. Next agenda item, psychiatric beds and services. Brenda, and then I have three cards on the issue.